This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, it's David Noble in studio here high above downtown Billings, Montana, broadcasting live to our Montana Talk stations and app. Aaron Flint is going to be live from the state capitol in Helena here at 8 a.m., and I'm just filling in here for the 7 a.m. hour. We got the woke update as usual here, but looking forward to hearing Aaron's take. I spent most of the 6 o'clock hour talking about Charlie Kirk and violence. And, of course, since it's me, we threw in a lot of discussion about spirituality and religion as well. Starting to see a lot of posts online with folks waking up. And, of course, yesterday everybody was posting just about, you know, how angry we all are about this. You know, President Javier Milei out of Argentina, one of the great world leaders, posting about how the left is always and everywhere and at all times a violent phenomenon. And you know, it's very disturbing, and I'm seeing a lot of posts out there from a lot of people, normal people, not guys like me who are obsessed with the history of leftist movements and understand deeply, you know, just how violent the left has been historically and frankly still is today. But normal, regular people posting that they're just shocked. You know, that so many of these leftists and these Democrats are online. If not openly celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, then doing it sort of subtly and otherwise just posting things. I mean, Matthew Dowd, this guy's one of the worst humans on earth. Actually, this guy blocked me on X, Matt Dowd. He's an MSNBC contributor. A couple of years ago, I had responded to Matthew Dowd's tweet on Twitter at the time, and he ended up blocking me. Apparently, he doesn't take valid criticism very well. But he was basically on last night. He blamed Charlie Kirk for his own assassination, this disgusting evil man Matt Dowd on MSNBC, and lots of other Democrats are out there saying the same stuff. They are literally saying that, oh well, Charlie Kirk spewed hatred, and so when you spew hatred, and that's what you get in return, and it turns up the rhetoric, and then this is what happens. I mean, how evil, how disgusting. And so thankfully MSNBC quickly fired Matthew Dowd, so I was happy to see them fire him. But you know, just very disturbing with how violent the left is. Now, everybody wants to talk about, and we had a great message from Nancy in Roundup talking about sort of, you know, this is going after the NGOs, going after some of these people on the left with this rhetoric. And then my response to that was, I think we've got to, I don't necessarily think it's just sort of the left's rhetoric or, you know, the left's proclivity to violence, which they've had for, you know, hundreds and thousands of years. The left has always been like this, but why is it getting worse now? And I think it's the same reason why we have less church attendance now. We have less people are starting families. Nobody wants to start a family. Nobody wants to go to church. Well, that's what leads to people then engaging in violence, because you replace politics with those types of things for your spiritual fulfillment, and then you can justify this type of stuff. So very, very disturbing. But here's the thing. What we need to do is recognize how violent the left is and start taking their little threats online very seriously and arresting and prosecuting every one of them.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny breaks and some cloudiness today, we'll also see some developing showers and storms, mainly in the afternoon. High temperatures from the upper 70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, looking at some more scattered shower and thunderstorm chances, mainly early. Temperatures head back in the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Still looking at more developing showers and storms on Friday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley.
This is House Call for Health. Today marks 24 years since the September 11th terror attacks, and many people impacted continue to have health issues. The World Trade Center Health Program is a federal program that assists with medical monitoring and treatment for World Trade Center-related conditions in New York, also from the Pentagon and the crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The program was established by Congress with an act named after New York City Police Detective James Zadroga, and it's authorized until the year 2090. It provides no-cost treatment for certified related health conditions, but it doesn't replace primary health insurance. The program also funds medical research into physical and mental health conditions related to 9/11 exposures. The World Trade Center Health Program is different than the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. To learn more, go to cdc.gov/WTC/. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so we're talking here about what can we do to prevent this stuff. And, you know, it, from my perspective, it's always been, you know, people post online crazy stuff all the time. You know, people post online that they're gonna kill this person or kill that person or that type of a thing. And, you know, for a long time, it was sort of like, oh, that's a lot of talk, no action. But I think what we need to do now, both us as a society, as individuals, and more importantly, but law enforcement needs to recognize just how violent these leftists are and start taking their online posts and their online threats very, very seriously and going after and arresting these people and holding them accountable, et cetera, because that's kind of the most you can do in terms of what I'm seeing a lot of from the right online in terms of wanting to kind of go after a lot of the Democrat left, the media, et cetera, for in a lot of ways inciting a lot of this violence against people. Now, whether it's the Charlotte subway stabbing, whether it's the shooting of the United Healthcare CEO, and that was another thing. It's just, whenever these shootings happen, I'm just so disturbed by it. And you know, when that United Healthcare CEO got shot, and, you know, with Charlie Kirk getting shot and killed, both of them, you know, shot and killed, assassinated in cold-blooded murders. And then I hear people out there supporting it, you know, online, in real life. I hear people calling for, you know, Donald Trump to be assassinating, you know, wishing him dead. And, of course, I was saying during the 6 a.m. hour, I've never in my life wished death upon somebody or celebrated their death or celebrated their shooting. I personally view that as fairly evil to do that, even if it's somebody that you disagree with, even if it's somebody that you disagree with vehemently, even if it's somebody that leads a company that you don't like United Healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, I may buy some United Healthcare stock just to push back on the hatred of that company. And of course, it's not the court. I hate our healthcare system in this country as well. I don't like our health insurance. I don't like how it works. I think it's terrible. But guess what? That's almost exclusively 99% due to the federal government. And that's, and frankly, I think we ought to just completely scrap entirely our entire healthcare and our health insurance industry and regulation. Just start over. We just need to start over, folks. It's gotten so out of hand, and the federal government has screwed this up so badly. And that's what they do to everything. But I think what we really ought to do is just, we need to recognize the left for what it is, which, as President Javier Milei posted last night, the left is always, at all times and forever, and always has been and always will be, a violent phenomenon. The Wall Street Journal had a good, basically, kind of rundown of sort of how the Charlie Kirk shooting happened. He was at the Utah, what is it, Utah Valley University, which is apparently, Utah Valley University is a massive university in Utah. There's 43,000 students there. And of course, as the left likes to do, The left tried to shut him down before he even spoke. And it's like, oh, my word. You leftist Democrats are so predictable. It's like Charlie Kirk is this loving, wonderful man, family man, father of two, 31 years old. All he wants to do is engage in an open discussion of ideas in civil discourse. And the left tried to shut him down before this. They started a petition to try to prevent him from even speaking, but the university had released a statement last week saying it upholds First Amendment rights and fosters an environment where ideas, popular or controversial, can be exchanged freely, energetically, and civilly. And it's like Charlie Kirk's ideas are not controversial. Charlie Kirk's ideas are exactly what this country is founded upon and everything that this country has ever believed in. It's not, you know, it is controversial. The Democrats' ideas, the left's proposals, that's what's controversial. But of course, the mainstream media never, ever says that. So apparently Charlie Kirk took the stage around noon local time, was seated near a small tent. 86 degrees outside. There was a sea of thousands around him. Everybody, people in MAGA hats. And so they had started, an audience member asked Charlie Kirk, do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years? Charlie Kirk said, too many. The audience member then said, now five is a lot. Okay, five, the audience member said, answering his own question. Now five is a lot, right? I'm going to give you some credit. Then he asked, do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years? And then Charlie Kirk said, counting or not counting gang violence, which is an absolutely perfect response to that. It's like, yeah, when you talk about mass shooters, what are you really talking about? Because there's quote, if a mass shooting is like a shooting where there's more than like two victims or something, it's like you've got mass shootings happening in Chicago almost on a daily basis. So after Charlie Kirk said that, a shot rang out. There was a instant in which Charlie recoiled before slumping to his left. Blood sprayed from his neck. Chaos and screams erupted. Get down, get down, get down. One audience member urged. Administrators pulled students into their offices to shelter in place. The initial fear was a mass shooting. What the blank, another cried as people ran for the exits. We heard the gunshots. We really were scared for our lives, a 21-year-old said. She left her keys and began to run. Authorities began to receive a flood of phone calls right around 12:30. There was an alert about an active shooter. A dispatcher responded with a rough description of the assailant, dressed in jeans with a black shirt and a black mask and carrying a long rifle. Goes on here to talk a little bit about sort of what happened on campus, but just horrific. We'll be right back. Aaron Flint here at 8 a.m. live.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The cost of owning a pet and the care for their health continues to rise, making it a challenge for many households to afford them. As much as you may want that cute dog, make sure beforehand that you can keep up with the cost. If you haven't drawn up a budget yet, it might be a good time to do so. And focus on preventive care expenses. These treatments include regular examinations, vaccinations, heartworm testing for dogs, dental evaluations, among other costs. Your vet might be the place to buy medications, but you can possibly save dough by getting a prescription and shopping around at pharmacy chains and online sellers. And try to respond proactively when you first spot potential problems with animals so you can ultimately avoid more complicated surgeries and have a financial cushion in place. A good rule of thumb used to be to build up a cash reserve to meet at least 3 to 6 months of expenses. But some advisors now recommend at least 8 to 9 months if possible. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Coming up on Thursday's show, 9/11, I'll be set up from the third floor fan window area of the Montana State Capitol. We've got some special guests joining us, but if you want to join us for our live show from the Montana Capitol, come on down as well. Montana Talks live from the Montana State Capitol Thursday. Then Friday, I'll be set up inside Grizz Stadium at the Canyon Club for the military alumni reunion. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ad with Lane Nordland.
The second MAHA report, or Make America Healthy Again report, was released by the White House, the focus being on America's childhood health crisis. The first MAHA report startled agriculture groups as it targeted crop protection tools like the use of glyphosate on crops. It seems that the MAHA Commission did listen to stakeholder input, and the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says they will be committed to using a gold standard of science when it comes to approving products that impact health.
By focusing on working with our partners at USDA and HHS, especially in permitting crop protection and agricultural inputs, EPA can directly support healthier outcomes for children. This approach is directly targeted at solving the crisis of America's childhood chronic disease. I want to assure that ultimately the safety, especially that of children, that science and the law will all guide the great work we're doing and we're going to continue to do over the course of this administration. America will continue to be the energy, industrial, and agricultural power of the world.
Corn and wheat growers welcome the reaffirmation that EPA is the right agency to regulate crop inputs. Wheat farmers emphasize the importance of safe, effective crop production tools as essential for yields, quality, and food security. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble here for the next 35 minutes until Aaron Flint takes over at 8 a.m. He's live from the Capitol in Helena. You're not going to want to miss that. That's Noble with a K. You can find me online at LectureFan. I agree with everybody out there saying that we need to take this moment to double down, to triple down on everything we're doing to defend freedom and liberty and America's values and sovereignty and independence and constitutional values. I see a lot of people out there sort of responding to a lot of conservative influencers telling them, hey, keep your head down, you know, be very careful. I will say this. I am feeling a lot better about carrying a firearm with me at all times, a little bit better about that right now. And I'm feeling a little bit more motivated to be carrying a firearm with me at all times. So any of you leftist Democrats out there, I say this online too. I say this online on Twitch all the time because these people are deranged. You want to talk about differences between the left and the right. It is a very, very clear difference. When Democrats get shot, when Democrats get murdered, you don't see people on the right celebrating. You don't see people making jokes online, making light of it. When stuff like what happens to Charlie Kirk happens, you see a lot of leftists and a lot of Democrats sort of celebrating online, and it's very, very disturbing. So I will say this to all you leftists and all you Democrats out there, you ever want to try something like you tried with Charlie Kirk on me, just remember that I'm a true regular Montanan, and I own lots of guns. Got a message from Cameron in Billings here on the Montana Talks app. By the way, the phones are down. Apparently, the phones are down. And so you want to send a message to me, get the Montana Talks app on your phone, go into your app store, search Montana Talks, download that, go to the message section, send me a message. I'll read it and respond. Got one from Cameron in Billings. He says, what's controversial is subjective, but sure. No, it's not. It's literally an objective standard based on the Overton window. It's a shame y'all Republicans and Democrats are at each other's throats instead of working towards a solution for the betterment of our country. Oh, my word. Well, what you don't understand, Cameron, is defeating the Democrats, defeating the left, that is working for the betterment, quote unquote, as you said, of our country. My goodness. You just had multiple people murdered in cold blood, assassinated in cold blood on camera due to either their white skin color or the fact that they're conservatives, and you're seeing all sorts of stuff like this happening around the country, and then you're seeing leftist Democrats celebrating online, blaming Charlie Kirk for his own assassination while he's got two little kids at home and a wife now, and that wife and his kids are now going to grow up without a father. There's going to be silence where Charlie Kirk's voice as a father should have been. And this was done due to, for political reasons. And you're going to sit here and say, oh, why don't you Republicans and Democrats work together to try to help the country? We're dealing with a wave of political violence, Cameron. We're dealing with a resurgence of the left's longstanding historical violence. I go back to, again, what President Javier Milei from Argentina, one of the great world leaders, just posted recently, saying the left is always and at all times a violent phenomenon full of hatred. Javier Milei posted yesterday, quote, the left is always at all times and places a violent phenomenon full of hatred. That's not, and by the way, oh, what's controversial is subjective. No, it's not. What is controversial is when somebody says something that's way outside the mainstream of American beliefs. So when Charlie Kirk goes out of there and says, hey, I don't believe in racism. We should not be racist against each other. We should not judge people by their skin color. We should allow freedom and liberty. That's well within the mainstream of American ideas and thoughts. That's not controversial. It is not a subjective standard. It is an objective standard. It's based on what is in the mainstream of society's beliefs. Is what's, and if you say something that's outside, that's controversial. If you say something within that, that's not controversial. It's objective. So you're just wrong about that. My point is, what the left says is objectively controversial. And what the left says is, hey, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of freedom, get rid of liberty. Let's have communism. Let's have socialism. Let's have government, iron-fisted, authoritarian government control of every aspect of our daily lives. Let's have the government tax us to all get out, to destroy our lives, and then have the government sort of pay for everything, which results in massive human rights abuses and civil liberties abuses. That's what's controversial. The left and the Democrats saying, hey, we should go to communism instead of our Constitution. That is objectively controversial. And yet what the mainstream media never, ever says anything about how, oh, this controversial statement by the Democrats, this is controversial by the... And it's like, and here's the other thing. If Charlie Kirk goes to a university campus and says something that's not controversial, like, hey, I support the Constitution, and a bunch of little commies, little communists get upset about it, that also does not mean it's controversial. That means those little communists are snowflakes that need to get their feelings in check. Got a message here from Menace in Ennis as well. Thank you, Menace from Menace, for the message. Morning, Mr. Noble. I travel through Bozeman and Belgrade daily. I see a lot of road rage. I started carrying bear spray to help deter the angry ragers. Much better than the other option, 10 millimeter. Hey, great idea, Menace from Menace. Yeah, no, and I hear Sean Hannity advertising the Byrna quite a bit too, and I don't know if that's like a taser or a bear spray or kind of a combination of those things. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a great idea to have sort of non-lethal, you know, defense options. And your point about the road rage too, it's like, you see that more and more as well. And it's like all of this, like I was saying, you know, earlier, all of this stuff I think is all tied together. It all is related. The fact that the fact that over the past number of decades, you've seen the American people's belief in God go down and down and down and down and down and down every year. You've seen the percentage of Americans that go to church on a daily basis or read the Bible on a weekly basis or any of these sort of like standards that they pull and they look at down and down and down and down and down every single year. The amount of people getting married and having kids down and down and down and down and down every year. And then, just coincidentally, at the same time, up and up and up and up and up every year is violence and murder and road rage and depression and anxiety and mental health problems and suicide and alcoholism and drug abuse and you name it. Why is it so hard for people to make that connection and realize, maybe the fact that the church attendance and belief in God and reading the Bible and having kids and starting families and getting married, maybe the fact that that has been going down decade by decade by decade, year by year by year, at the same time as all of these other horrible factors I just listed off are going up, it's really not that hard to figure it out. Especially when it matches the, you know, common sense perfectly. Now, if the data showed something that did not just completely add up logically and with common sense, then I could sort of see an argument like, hey, you know, maybe even though the data very, very clearly suggests a correlation or and even a causal relationship between, you know, all of these things, here's a reason why that might not be the case, or here's some other factors, you know, happy to hear that. But when the data and the polling and it all matches up exactly with exactly what you would think, which is, and exactly what the truth is, and exactly what common sense would tell you, which is when people turn away from God and family and the Bible, and then they're going to need to replace that with something else. And they replace that with a belief in politics and a belief in communism. It's like, go back to, why do you think the communists, every single time the communists take over, one of the first things they do is ban religion. And of course, one of the second things they do is take away your guns. It's like, why is it that, well, they do that because you need to destroy a society's religion and religious foundation and family foundation in order for them to fully embrace communism. Duh, that's pretty easy, isn't it?
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, Aaron Flint here. Great to be with you here this morning here on Montana Talks. By the way, great to have David Noble this morning. I posted on X just a few minutes ago. I'm here getting all set up here at the, actually already set up now, so that's why I'm able to chat with you right now. But I'm all set up here at the Montana State Capitol here for our live show this morning. I got David with me now through the phone lines here. David, I've been listening in a good amount this morning, and I said it on the X earlier, especially at a time like this, it is so great to have a patriot, a well-spoken patriot like you behind the microphone here in the early morning hours of the show. So, David, thanks so much for covering down.
Well, thank you, Aaron. And, you know, I was thinking the same thing about you, and I know a lot of our listeners are thinking about you on a day like today too. And you're out there, you're well known. The Democrats don't like you. Here's the thing, Aaron. I know deep in my heart that the same people that wanted Charlie Kirk dead, the same people that are now celebrating Charlie Kirk's death online, the same people that are posting and making jokes and making light about it, those same people, they want you dead, Aaron. They want me dead, too. And that's the concerning thing.
You know, my wife and I were having that conversation. Jessica and I were having that conversation yesterday, driving down to Helena. And, you know, and again, kind of like, of course, today is the 9/11 memorial. And just like 9/11, did you ever watch the Pearl Harbor movie back in the day?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
So remember in the movie Pearl Harbor that came out, 25 years ago or so? I remember because I got to go to a screening in Washington, D.C. I worked on Capitol Hill, so a bunch of us staffers and members of Congress and the Senate got to attend this screening for the film, and they had Pearl Harbor veteran survivors there. But what stood out to me about that film was the day Pearl Harbor was attacked, at least in the movie, it was a perfect, beautiful, sunny day. That's exactly what 9/11 was like on on Capitol Hill as well. I walked from my apartment, was right on Capitol Hill, right behind the Library of Congress, right behind the Supreme Court. So I had like, what, a 3-block walk to get to the Senate Dirksen building that morning. It was a beautiful, perfect, sunny morning. Like the movie Pearl Harbor, you noticed every little detail, the flowers coming out of the metal, you know, fences, the black metal fences on the row houses on Capitol Hill. And that's when terror struck. But yesterday, it was just like that. It was just such a beautiful day. We drove through, you know, past Swan Lake and through the Swan Valley, and then Salmon Lake south of Sealy was glass. You could see the ripple from a fish coming up to the top of the lake, out in the middle of the lake from the highway. That's how beautiful, like glass, the lakes were. And we were talking about it. It's like, you know, David, I told her, I was like, David Doble and I've talked about this. You know, when you get out here and you stick your neck out and you put your, and you get on X and you get here on shows like this, yeah, you're a target, and it's the risk. And you know, hey, we're no Charlie Kirks around here, but much like we've seen since 9/11 and much like we've seen in the military and with our first responders, I thought about this too, David, that the best of us will fall, right? The best of us will fall, and then the rest of us need to stand.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to hear you say that, Aaron, and I'm so happy to hear the same sort of message from people like Kat. I know Kat had posted, and she sent in a message this morning too, but people like Kat, they're not going to back down. People like Matt Walsh and Ben Shapiro and me and you, we're not backing down. We will not back down. And who knows if that's really what the left even wants. They're not really rational thinking people as far as I can tell. And so I don't think they're really thinking that, hey, we'll do this and we'll try to get some of these, you know, conservative talkers like Aaron Flint and David Noble to back down. But just it's not happening. And it's great to see so many conservatives out there saying the same thing. And, you know, I was thinking about this, Aaron, and it really feels like the Charlie Kirk assassination is going to be an event that really changes everything in the same way that 9/11 sort of changed everything. And I'm even seeing, you know, moderates and Democrats and leftists posting and talking about how this is different. This is something that's really going to change things. And I don't think anybody necessarily knows for sure, you know, how that's going to play out and what is going to change. But to see people like me and you and people like Kat and everybody else out there, you know, continuing to say, hey, we're going to stand up for what's right. Now, I was saying earlier, I may be more likely to be carrying a gun around today than I was yesterday, but kind of beyond that, I'm not going to back down. And these leftists, and I keep quoting, you know, President Javier Milei out of Argentina, one of the great world leaders, posted online last night about how the left is always and at all times and has always been a violent force and a violent phenomenon. You look at this leftist violence and it's really kind of getting out of control. And you add on top of that, all of the mental health problems we have in this country because of people, going down the wrong path on a lot of these things. And we're in a dangerous situation. And so, you know, I'll be praying for your safety, Aaron, for sure.
Well, and our listeners, because everybody listening to a show like this, sticks their neck out there in their communities in various ways. And to your point, David, about the erosion of basic civil society that we are seeing in this country right now because of the erosion of faith and because of the erosion of spirituality and because of the cultural Marxist revolution that has been, you know, the war that's been waged against this country for the past several decades now. You know, the thing that, and so that's why, you know, frankly, nobody knows who the target would be, because anybody can be a target right now. Like that young, you know, Ukrainian refugee woman showed us on that train in Charlotte, North Carolina, because of the lawlessness and the erosion of basic civil society that the cultural Marxists on the left are pushing. And, you know, the other thing that Jessica and I talked about, she actually, I think, posted on X or Facebook yesterday, David, is as we were listening to Sean Hannity give the latest news updates about Charlie Kirk is, and I hear a lot of the pundits this morning and the news anchors and everybody, they're giving warm, wonderful, deserving tributes to Charlie Kirk, an incredible father, an incredible Christian. and an incredible American patriot. And what he did to reinvigorate the youth for this country towards conservatism and towards basic American values of freedom. But the most important thing that Charlie Kirk did was basically lead a revival towards faith and towards Christianity among young people. And I truly think that that's the real reason he was the target. Politics aside, what he was doing to lead a faith revival among the next generations of American youth, I think that is the most powerful thing. And I think if we can see a bright side at all in any of this darkness, it's the fact that Charlie Kirk's words and his powerful videos will now be immortalized, and I hope they live in every single one of these young people. And now those millions of followers of Charlie Kirk's now become a million more Charlie Kirk's, and they become those great disciple makers that Charlie Kirk became. How many young people became Christians? And not just, hey, I believe, but I'm not going to really follow like so many of us have done in our past, but they're saying, no, I not only believe, but I'm going to follow now too.
Amen, Aaron. And you know what? I will be praying today to God and to our Father in Heaven, Jesus Christ. I will be praying that that happens. And I think you're right. The funny thing is that this has now made Charlie Kirk way more influential, way more powerful than he ever was before. And I 100% agree with you that it was mostly about his promotion of Jesus Christ. And because he would constantly post things like, it's all about Jesus. He would constantly post Bible verses. And in fact, you know, his wife had posted a Bible verse on X literally 2 hours, you know, before this shooting happened. And so I definitely think you're right about that. And I've even seen people posting up pictures of, you know, putting Charlie Kirk next to MLK Jr. type of situation with that. He's going to go down in history as a martyr. More people are going to listen to him. And here's the thing, Aaron, he was actually being effective. You're actually seeing in the data, in the polling, the younger generations because swinging wildly to the Republicans. I think it was like a Republican plus 44 swing on the 18 to 25 crowd in the last election. But more importantly than that, you're seeing this younger generation actually becoming believers in Jesus Christ, whether it's converting to Catholicism or whether it's just believing in God generally or becoming Christians, things like that. You are seeing that in the data. And I think you're right. I think that is what was concerning to the left is the fact that you're seeing Charlie Kirk so successful in leading a spiritual and political movement.
It's what you and I have talked about before on this show several times, David. And Marilyn and Lolo summed it up earlier this week. And this is what Jessica tweeted out yesterday and posted yesterday. This is not political. This is spiritual. Our country is in the middle of a spiritual war right now. It's not the old politics of, oh, what are we going to do with taxes and Social Security? It is literally good versus evil right now. That was on display in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was on display with this horrific terrorist assassination attempt. And I totally agree. Charlie Kirk is one of the greatest civil rights leaders and icons of our time. RFK Jr. just compared him to the Kennedys. You're dang right. He's comparable to our generation's loss of a Kennedy. That's exactly what we saw yesterday. All right, hold that thought. More to follow with David right after this.
There's beauty in going places. But there's something remarkable in going further. Introducing Utmost Rewards, where your loyalty opens more doors. Travel the globe with the number one airline rewards program. Experience more than 1,000 global destinations with over 30 airline partners. And keep going further. Learn more at utmostrewards.com.
Fox News commentary.
GoFundMe removed all fundraisers in support of the career thug accused of murdering a Ukrainian refugee in cold blood. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Of all the disgusting causes people could fund, this one takes the cake. GoFundMe removed every single fundraiser created in support of DeCarlos Brown Jr., the career thug accused of brutally stabbing 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee Arina Zarudska on a train in Charlotte. The fundraisers claimed Brown was somehow a victim of systemic racism and mental health neglect. Are you kidding me? Well, thankfully, the internet wasn't buying it and public outrage exploded. So in response, GoFundMe shut it all down, citing their policy against fundraising for anyone charged with violent crimes. They've confirmed all donors were refunded. The verified fundraiser for the actual victim's family is still live and growing fast, pulling in tens of thousands of dollars from people who actually care about justice. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny breaks and some cloudiness today, we'll also see some developing showers and storms, mainly in the afternoon. High temperatures from the upper 70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, looking at some more scattered shower and thunderstorm chances, mainly early. Temperatures head back in the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Still looking at more developing showers and storms on Friday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
It's a memorial 5 years in the making after the tragic loss of two tow truck operators near Columbus, Montana. The first responder and tow truck community jumped into action to honor the fallen. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We got a chance to catch up with Lori Tribble with the Montana Tow Truck Association. Plus, we've got some incredible photos of that new memorial in Three Forks. Check it out.
Restore it instead with RoofMax. Call 1-855-ROOFMAX for a free roof inspection.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky. Montana Talks.
Yeah, great to have David Noble with us here on the show here for just a quick few more minutes. David, obviously, I'm going to be talking more about Charlie Kirk coming up in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours of the show. Got a great lineup of guests that are going to be with us here as well. Kicking it off with the head of the Montana Highway Patrol, Colonel Sager, is going to be with us here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You got a couple other stories to talk about here this morning, including Senate Democrats obstructing, you know, speaking of law enforcement, obstructing our incredible acting U.S. attorney here in Montana.
Yeah, that's right. I grabbed a couple of these stories just as I was kind of scanning the headlines this morning before the show started, because I think they tie in directly into what we're talking about here with the Charlotte stabbing, with the Charlie Kirk assassination, with everything we've been talking about. One of them is federal agents forced to retreat on slashed tires after immigration raid confrontation in a sanctuary city. This is a Fox News story about a scene in upstate New York where these ICE agents arrived to carry out a removal operation of illegal aliens, and then it ended up getting their tires slashed. All these protesters chanting shame, calling the agents Gestapo, doing all of this sort of stuff you see him doing. And then locally here in Montana, of course, President Trump has nominated Kurt Olney to be the United States Attorney for the District of Montana. The United States Attorney for the District of Montana is the top federal prosecutor in the entire state. He's the one that prosecutes serious federal crimes. And the Democrats in the United States Senate are putting a hold on him, along with 10 other federal prosecutors. The Senate Democrats will not allow these prosecutors to be approved. And so I think both of these stories just show you this is where the left is at. The left is out there slashing federal law enforcement tires. The left is out there chanting shame and Gestapo against our federal law enforcement officers who are trying to enforce federal laws and prosecute crimes. And then they're also, the Senate Democrats are literally holding up confirmation of not only our prosecutor here in Montana, but 10 others across the country. At the same time, we're having this horrible, violent crime wave of leftists all across the country. And it all just sort of ties in and makes you sort of realize why the Republicans and President Trump keep winning elections. because the American people don't want out-of-control violent crime to go unprosecuted, period. And that's what the Democrats stand for at this point.
Well, and it goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the basic erosion, and I think it's a deliberate erosion of civil society, because these cultural Marxists want to transform this country into something else, and so they have to destroy everything so they can build it into what they want. And your point about the cultural Marxist left and violence, this book, Unhumans, by Jack Posobiec, which goes into the history of the cultural Marxist left and the history of communism and the modern day leftist movement right now that you see, you know, bashing ICE officers, promoting career criminals, being put right back out onto the streets, right back out onto public transits like we saw in North Carolina. It's deliberate, and it's their pattern of history. It's their pattern of anti-life, if that's what you want to call it. Instead of pattern of life, it's a pattern of anti-life.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so interesting. You just named off all of those things we're seeing out of the Democrats today, the modern left today in the United States of America in 2025. And it matches up perfectly with exactly what the violent left has done in every other country all around the world throughout all of history. And thank goodness we've got some world leaders out there like President Trump, like President Javier Milei out of Argentina, who will say it like it is, which is the left has always been violent, and this is just more of the same.
That's right. That's right. Hey, David Noble, great job this morning. Sorry for some of the hiccups on the technology front, but man, if anybody can take the mic and share some great thoughts on a day like today, it is David Noble. Follow him at LCTR Fan, at Lecture Fan on X and other social media platforms. David, thanks again for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I wish we could have taken the callers, but it was good. It was good to be on. It was an absolute honor, and thank you so much, Aaron. Enjoy that 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we will. We will. We got some great guests.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at NFamilyFire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.